So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
They
that's
would take care of us.
exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common Confidential. Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.
Is it recording?
All right. Well, this is what, our fourth attempt?
Yeah.
At recording this episode, and I'm not sure if that's just like
a
a sign
sign
that we shouldn't be recording this
episode,
but
we're gonna just like do it anyways.
We're cutting the video. This isn't our first audio-only episode that we've had in quite some time.
Yeah.
And that's because, man, we have three video versions of this podcast that have all had fucked up audio. But that's all right. That just means it gave us even more time to stew on
and
this drama that we're about to dish.
And really, think about it and still go ahead and
and
still dish about it.
Still dish. Yeah, we've had plenty of opportunities to not do it, and we've decided we're still fucking doing it because, god damn, I'm tired of feeling crazy.
Yeah.
It's just,
it's wild. Because, like,
it's constantly, I'm constantly being felt like I'm the crazy one.
Like, I constantly am living with that. Like, I mean, I know my anxiety is pretty like in check, but like just having that constant, like almost like that cloud just kind of hanging over you, and you're just like, what shit is gonna happen next? And it just continually happens. So you're like, well, this sucks. Like we got to tell someone. So we figure you guys would.
Yeah, you guys like hearing our drama. It's
Yeah,
not
say,
sexy drama.
not like you wouldn't get a kick out of it, but like, you
It's
know.
not sexy drama per se, but it's drama.
Oh, it's drama.
So let's dish. You ready? So let's start with the
Hit
first one. So we went an entire week without getting paid from OnlyFans, and you might say, "Hey, why?"
That's weird.
That's weird because I thought you guys said at one point that you get paid basically every day from OnlyFans, which
Basically.
We usually do. It's not a lot. We're not making $20,000-$30,000 a month. We're not even making $10,000 a month. But
Shit, like
you know what? We have a consistent thing to where we can usually pay our bills with it. Now, last week, we thought, hey, this OFTV thing is really taking off because we got a bunch of new subscribers coming in and they started spending money. And I mean,
super excited.
Within an hour and a half, I think they'd spent, what, 600 something bucks? Between
685 on one account and 54, $55.
On one of our accounts, between three accounts. There was three different accounts that they
spent,
used.
Yes.
And on between two of our accounts are the classroom and
Stephanie's
class.
They spent
$713
total between the two of our, like, between Stephanie class and the classroom.
Right. So you may be like, wow, $713 an hour and a half, that's pretty good. But mind you, that it doesn't happen like that often. But
I wish
it does happen like that.
And that's the way it's supposed to happen, is that it's like you are able to promote something or someone helps promote you, and then you know, you have specific things that they're looking for. And then they come in, they ask for said certain videos, and then you provide them with the videos that they're looking for, and then boom, they're gone. Sometimes people come in, buy one video, and you're like, cool, whatever, that's fine. Sometimes they come in and they drop $200-$300, and then you're like, cool, that's amazing. And so, like, there's no rhyme or reason to it. There's no, like, you know, like, they have to spend a certain amount, but, like, we had three different fans come in and each dropped a significant amount of money. Like we said, totaling $713. And it was one of those things where, like, I was feeling pretty good. Like, you know, we had all these people, you know, coming in. People were finally starting to spend it. And, you know, after all that was said and done, we get a message from one of the guys that had just dropped $250 saying, hey,
this content was purchased from a hacked account.
And we were like, I don't know what that means. And he just goes, this was purchased from a hacked account. I'm really sorry. And I was like, well, I think you ended up responding. And you were like, report it to, you know, OnlyFans. And they were just like, yes, ma'am, already did. Really sorry for the inconvenience. And so I was like, well, that one's going to be a chargeback.
Which is fine. We were counting on it, right? Like, we were like, okay, that's fine. We'll just not count on that
$200-something
next week.
But,
not a big deal.
But what sucks is that he had found that I had put out a deal at one point. So he got...
He got basically everything. He got a deal.
He got all just about. Yeah, whatever.
It doesn't
it
matter.
Happens.
That whatever.
Minuscule part of the story.
I go ahead and I email customer service.
You took screenshots.
I got screenshots of everything. I message customer service and I'm like, hey, so this happened, and I expect with something like that you get an email back pretty quick, but nope.
No.
It took at least 48 hours, I think, before they got back to me. And they were like,
yeah,
at that point, like, oh,
sorry.
But they did not respond to me. So the next day, we wake up and we see reverses and we're like, oh yeah, well it's going to be from this dude. No, it was from another account that we did not expect.
He was in an inactive account already. And I was like, interesting.
Yeah. So we go back to the other accounts and,
the other two that we had been in contact with last night.
And their accounts are still active, but they don't have access to your content anymore. So obviously somebody had purchased it and then was like, oh, somebody stole my account and bought this stuff. You know, they probably had enough time to download our content.
Yeah, it's out there on the web, I'm sure.
All they have to do, and I'm sure I'll get in trouble for this somehow, literally all you have to do is just be like, oh, yeah, somebody with a fucking VPN signed in, you know, over in Ukraine or whatever and purchased this content.
Right.
You know, obviously it was hacked. I can't be there and I can't be here.
Give me my money back.
I'd imagine that's how it has to go.
Right.
Because I can't imagine a hacker just wanting to come in and just buy your videos on somebody else's account. Like, that makes no fucking sense to me whatsoever.
Right.
And then to allow that person to keep their account sucks, but...
So I have to basically, like, I don't want to restrict them. I don't want to block them because, like, then it looks like I'm, like... I don't know. Like, it looks
bad.
We
didn't know what to do because we weren't sure what our protections were. So here's the issue. Here's where the issue comes in. We're obviously now we understand that there's $750.
Well, then we got... So we saw the one guy and we expected the one guy and then saw it was another guy and then the third guy.
Yeah, all of them and reversed.
And then on the classroom as well. So, like,
they all reversed. Bullshit. $750. And at this point, we're like, this fucking sucks. Right. 713. At this point, it sucks. But we know that we're just not going to count on that money for next week. You know, we have what happens with OnlyFans is we have an available balance and we have a pending balance.
And it takes
the money that gets paid daily goes into our pending balance. It takes 7 days for it to go through our pending balance into our active balance.
Right.
So when these chargebacks happen, they came in as reverses to our pending balance.
Which is not normally how it goes. They
usually... Well, no, it should be fine. It should go through the pending balance. However, because we had things that were getting ready to go active,
those chargebacks
took precedence in getting refunded. Therefore, our paychecks for that week got completely refunded to those hackers, and essentially we now did not get a paycheck until those original scam charges came through.
So it took an entire week, but then all of a sudden...
Here's the other thing, is I message OnlyFans and I say, hey, why is this happening? They go, hey, according to policy, we're allowed to do it. And I'm like, I understand according to policy, but I feel like you guys should understand that you did this before a holiday weekend. I did not scam anybody. We didn't scam anybody. We got scammed. Why are we being punished before a holiday weekend? We literally couldn't pay for our child to go to a birthday party.
Right.
And I'd ask for $100 from my mom. I am a grown-ass man.
Right.
I should not have to ask for money from my mother because I earned this fucking money.
Any other time, it should take that week to clear, and then they take that money away. Fair. Understand that. They took it away from us immediately from things that we earned fair and square. Like, that should have never been
that, and that's what our issue is we feel like there is a policy or a fucking programming error or something.
Because
it should not have taken precedence over the money that we had ready to clear. It should have been held until that week. That's what the 7-day holding period's for, right?
Right.
To make sure that it has time to clear.
Right. And then when everything finally cleared and we woke up that Tuesday morning, all of a sudden we had like $400 and something in our account. I'm like, so we like...
And that didn't even follow the proper time frame of anything. So that $400 popped up out of nowhere.
I was like trying to like go back and track it. I'm like, these numbers are not numbering very well. Like, it's not adding up. And I don't know where these numbers are coming from. And it wasn't like it added into like the $713. But it just, nothing was making sense. And, I mean, obviously I took that money out right away because, like, you never know when they're going to take it away. But it was wild. Like, the fact that we had to scramble and punish our children, if you will, because they decided they're going to take money away when it's supposed to go into pending.
Well, here's what killed me, right, is, like, we finally, like, I'm trying to explain, in the last email we sent to them was, like, look, I say, this is verbatim, I say, I understand that you can do this, because they quoted their, you know, their
policies.
Portion of their policy. So I just don't know if you understand how this affects smaller creators who are relying on this income. Can you please pass along my concerns to someone who can influence this policy? I'm going to get my electricity cut off because of this delay. And that sucks. I know you're within your rights to do it. I just don't know if you understand how this policy that is supposed to protect everyone hurts us. I thought that was pretty respectful, right?
Because they say they're here to protect us, but...
So here...
Are they?
They go, thank you for your patience, because it took them a while to respond to that. We understand that this situation might be unpleasant for you. However, since you have accepted our terms and conditions, we like you to respect and follow our rules and policies. The reversals were processed in accordance with our terms of service. And you can find more information about our chargeback refund policy here. The outcome is final, and we are not able to influence the process on our end. Every time they tell me they can't influence the process on their end, by the way, I complain and something gets processed and they influence.
Some sort of policy that they can't influence. Just like all the forms.
Just like all the forms.
Yeah, just like all
the forms. So I did at one point, I asked them too. I said, hey, you know, part of this issue too with them is that we woke up and had more forms that were denied, right?
Same day?
No, it was...
another day.
Another day. So we started arguing with them about, you know, those forms being denied or whatever. And they were like, oh, well, you know, tough shit. And I'm like, well, no, this one has been approved for a while. Like, we know that it was approved. You guys never denied it. Like, it's been approved from day one. And then I also went and uploaded it. Like, they approved it through email when they were originally doing the email approvals.
Right, not...
And then they were like, hey, you got to do it this way. So I did it that way. So then they went back and denied it that way. And that one took like 3 fucking weeks to get resolved.
If not more.
And then they come back and they were like, okay, well, we made an exception for you.
An exception?
An exception? No, it was already approved. It doesn't work like this. And I'm like, okay, well, do you guys offer anything like, you know, for these mistakes that you've made?
Because,
you know, because like, we get people that come in. It's one of our top selling.
Selling ones, and he's attached to 2 videos. And it's one of the two videos that we are allowed to promote on Pornhub. So, of course, we're going to promote those on Pornhub, and then we can't then sell them to people on our site.
But we can sell them on one of our profiles, because he was still approved on one profile.
Which is where that one chargeback came from.
Which is where the one chargeback came from. But not on... It makes no fucking sense. There's no rhyme or reason. They finally come back and say, okay, you can do that. And I ask, hey, okay, are you guys going to, you know, give us any support for, like, you know, these lost days of income? Because, you know, we are people. We have bills. We've, you know... Essentially, stupidly, I suppose, you know, given our lives to create content for this evil corporation. I'm not allowed to say that. I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah, but we're going to go ahead and pry.
Well, we'll see. Depends on how I'm feeling.
Oh, boy.
And they literally just do not give a fuck about us.
They're
just
only like, out for their...
And I'm not even trying to take money from them, y'all. I'm not saying, like...
They're still taking their cut.
They're still taking their cut. I'm not trying to take money from them. I'm just saying, like, please, use common sense and just let me have the money that should be mine.
It would be one thing if we got 100% of the sales and they got nothing. I would understand that. It would be one thing if the protections... worked both ways as far as for the content creators and their customers. But it only works one way. They only protect their customers, not their creators, which I think is ridiculous. I mean, and I realize that we can have our little watermark tag on there, but like, it's still out there on the internet if those people want to go ahead and do it. And again, our stuff is pretty niche, so like, it's not hard to, like, go and search for it, but, like, don't do that, guys.
Yeah, I mean, it just, it sucks. So, I mean, we are opening up new platforms, new ways for us to basically make money, because obviously we love doing this, you know, podcast. We love talking about stuff. So we're now being hosted by Red Circle, and through that, if you guys want to support the podcast, you can actually jump on there and make donations through Red Circle.
Right.
Also, another great way to support us is through some of our affiliates, like Popstar. Use code awkward cum shots.
Yep.
That one will come back to us. And I'm telling you right now, that shit fucking works. You may hear a commercial at the beginning or the end or somewhere in between on this episode for the cum shots. But like, we're not going to promote something that we don't believe in. And I'm telling you right now, I've had some of the biggest orgasms.
They're pretty wild.
Ever. Yeah. On that stuff. And it doesn't give me any side effect, which I was worried about, because sometimes I'll take the supplements and it makes you like piss like crazy or something, and it does not do that. So that's cool. Also, let's go into our other drama, huh? Do you have the energy for it?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Are we going to be able to keep it civil?
Yeah.
You're going to have to take, you're not allowed to go off on this one, baby. Okay. You gotta stay in your lane, all right?
All right. I mean, but you got to make sure you tell all the truths.
I will tell the truths, not the maybes.
Right?
Okay.
So, I might be staying a little bit quiet on this one, guys. So, you know, I'm here, but I just might have to keep my...
This one hurts her.
This one's tough for me.
So, when we moved to this area, we had neighbors that, you know, they were cool with your dad because your dad owns the house that we live in.
Right.
Because he lives out of the country most of the year. And who doesn't want to live in beautiful, sunny Florida when you can? So we took over his house, and the neighbors that are next to us, originally, we became pretty good friends with them pretty quickly.
Right.
And our kid was kind of close to their kid's age. They have two kids, one that was, you know, essentially between the ages of our two, and then one that was significantly younger. So they played often. We invited them over. We did things like,
dolphin tour
with them, all that kind of stuff. And it was constantly us inviting them to places.
Or constantly, like, us being like, hey, kids want to play? Like, when are you guys free? It was never like their kids ever once came over being like, hey, can your kids come out and play? But our kids were constantly asking, hey, when are they able to play? Hey, can they come out and play?
Yeah, we were always including, and then they were consistently excluding, but like we were just like, oh, it's fine, you know, they got things going on, it's
whatever.
they got their own thing, yeah, whatever,
right?
So you go over at one point, and
we were pretty new,
and you go over, we didn't know what the rules were for, like, when you go over for a play date, what kind of swimsuits do the parents wear, whatever, and all you had was two-piece, so you went over there in a two-piece, and all the other moms were in one-pieces, and then really from that point forward, it seemed pretty much like they just didn't want to talk to you. Like, maybe she got mad at him and was like, hey, you fucking
don't look
at them anymore.
And mind you, this two-piece was the most mom two-piece ever. Like,
it was of all the two-pieces that you had,
I could have worn something way more risque, but I was respectful because I'm like, look, these are kids that are, you know, younger, so
it was just not a problem. But anyways, we assumed that was it because pretty soon after that, they stopped, like, talking to us. Like, they wouldn't look at us when we walked outside. And it only takes so long for somebody to, like, ignore you before you're just like, okay, well, I'm going to ignore them first. Because it feels weird to constantly say hi to somebody
and then have them
ignored.
Right, like, you know, especially, like, being new. You're like, you know, I just hate feeling left out.
At this point, we were also starting to get into our heads of what do they know about our job, because we were sustaining ourselves on OnlyFans, and we don't know what everybody's thought process was on it. We hadn't embraced it fully ourselves.
But we'd forgotten a part about me going over there to ask.
I was going to get there.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So we were worried about, you know, what their stigma, what they, you know, do they know, you know, essentially.
Do they know, and what are they thinking? And yeah, like Jason said, we don't really care now.
But we did at the time. We were being respectful. So we didn't fully, like, engage them as much as we could have. But you did get to one point to where, like, our daughter was just feeling really down. She had no friends, nobody around. And even though they weren't talking to us, you were like, I just wish I could go and ask the mom next door, like, hey, do you know any mom friends that have daughters close to our kid's age? Because she has no friends. And I was like, you know what, dude? Like, they might not be talking to us, but, like, we can all get along for the kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, just suck it up. Go and be like, hey, do you know any mom friends that have daughters close to our daughter's age that maybe we can connect with? Because I just really need... And you go over there, you muster up the courage, and you said...
It took a lot.
You said she was pretty dismissive, and she was basically like, no, sorry,
I don't know anybody.
And then that was it. And you're like, bummer. She says she didn't know anybody. And mind you, we knew that she knew somebody
because
she had a friend that
we went over there for the swim.
Yeah, we were just trying to kind of make the connect.
Like, you know, just be like, hey, because, like, I didn't really know that mom, but she definitely has a daughter that is my daughter's age, and they seemingly hung out.
But it's fine. Like,
nobody, maybe that wasn't my vibe. Maybe not, that was not the person I needed to hang out.
It's not owed to us for anybody to make a connection. That's fine.
No.
But we just kind of took it as like, okay, you know, whatever. And we were still cool, right? Like, we were cordial-ish. Like,
I invited her over to come swim one time.
Yeah, and she said no. So it was, I think, a week after you'd had this discussion of, hey, do you know any mom friends?
Right.
Was Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And our driveway gets blocked by this Mother's Day brunch that our neighbor is throwing with all the moms that she knows. That she doesn't invite Stephanie to.
Yeah.
Look, that's petty. I don't want to get into it. There's many different reasons that she could have not invited you. And again, you're not owed shit, babe. You
but
have
the
no...
only reason I found out what it truly was...
was because of Instagram.
Was because of Instagram.
And she's bragging about how...
she loves all her mom friends.
Yeah.
And she loves this little, you know, town. And
yep, so so grateful to be welcomed into this town.
Because she's not originally from here either.
Right.
She moved here 6 months before us. So it's not like she grew up here and has all her own friends. It was she moved here 6 months, literally 6 months before us. So.
Yeah, so... that stung. Like that,
that one.
That's what sent that, you off kind of into this little, like, what the fuck thing. And I was like, oh, wonderful. Because now my daughter's depressed. My wife is depressed.
Yeah, I went.
My son is oblivious and living his best life. But you know what? That sucks. So my daughter comes home one day after school. And she is very upset because kids had been making fun of her.
Right.
And she tells me that the person that was basically instigating
starting,
it was the neighbor's kid. And I'm like, oh, babe, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that sucks.
That sucks. It's like, I'm sure it wasn't meant like that, but I was like, I'll tell you what, baby. I'll go and I'll talk to their dad because I'm cool with dad. I got no issue with him.
Right.
And we'll make sure that that's taken care of. So we see him as we're riding our bikes home from the beach. He's riding his bike to the beach. And we're like, hey, dude, you got a second to talk? He goes, yeah, what's up? And I was like, hey, so... daughter came home, she was really upset because this one kid, or because I guess your son was making fun of her about this one kid, and you know, he goes, okay,
so
he gets made fun of too. I said, okay, well, you know, we're neighbors. I was like, I just figured, you know, maybe you can talk to him. He goes, I mean, it's first grade, dude,
like that's just the way it goes.
It's just the way it goes. It's just first grade. Not yeah, I'll talk to him. Mind you, I'll throw my kid under the fucking bus. If somebody was to come say, your kid was bullying, I'd be like, you motherfucker.
Be like,
you know,
yeah,
we don't
you know
do
what?
That.
Like,
and I will make my kid defend himself to me. My kid is guilty until proven innocent.
Right.
You know what I mean? And maybe it's not a good way to fucking parent.
No, but like...
but like
awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know with their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining, and it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll see you online at AwkwardXX. So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
they
that's
would
exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like, you kind of saw it in movies, you're like, oh, it's a penis pump, you know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7, and I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is, this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.
I know what my kid's capable of.
And our kids are decent human beings.
Right.
So,
like, that is a very strong part of this, is raising a decent human being, I suppose.
Right.
So he basically stormed off. And I think if you didn't see that interaction, then
you would have thought you were crazy.
I would have thought I was crazy.
But, like, I was there. Like, I mean, I stayed quiet because I was already kind of in my head about everything. And so, but I did witness it. And he was just very dismissive, very, like, just, like, what is it, cut and dry?
Yeah.
And so
like, all right. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm done with him because we're obviously not as cool as we thought. So then a couple weeks go by and our kid is playing out in the front yard with his kids. And then our daughter is trying to play over on that, like, side patch of grass between the sidewalk and the street.
Because she just wants to be near kids. Like,
they were all playing baseball.
Right. They were all playing baseball. She obviously does not want to play baseball. So
she was doing gymnastics.
Right.
So she's doing gymnastics on it. Now, it's worth noting that neighbors had their grass replaced at one point,
right?
And they spent like $5,000 or something like that on it. And so the kids weren't allowed to go in the grass for like 3 or 4 weeks, which is fine.
If not more.
My kids knew that. So we were letting their kids.
We were super respectful.
We were letting their kids use our grass too. Yeah,
right.
Whatever.
Like, you know, you guys need grass? Sure, come on.
Come play in our yard. So our daughter is, you know, essentially over there, you know, doing gymnastics on the side yard, and all of a sudden she comes in crying because we're both inside. I'm making dinner, you're doing something, and we're like, what's going on? And she goes, oh, he kicked me off of his yard. I was like, why?
Well, like, who? And he goes, you
know, she said the kid. So we're like, why? She said, I'm not allowed to be there. I'm like, well, why? Because, like, obviously, like, we see that everybody else is in the grass. Why can't
because this
be
was their first day back on the grass.
Yep.
So we were like,
so
maybe
she was excited to be on the grass too.
Because she was like, this is that nice new grass.
And
like,
she'd been waiting, man. She was excited.
She was
about
just
it
as
too.
Excited as the other kids because
felt,
like,
she felt like she had ownership in part of this,
because,
right?
Because, like, she was out there with their kids playing in our grass because they couldn't play in their grass.
Right.
And so it was just like,
so to get kicked off of it all of a sudden, I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I thought we were cool. So she comes in, and I'm like, I'm not dealing with this. I was like, it didn't go well last time. I have been told I am intimidating.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, cool. You go, and you're like, oh, fuck, because your anxiety is already peaking.
It was,
but
yeah.
You will do anything for your children.
Right.
So you're like, I got to go do it. So you went out there. And
it took so much to get out there. And I went out there, and I was like, what's going on? And he was like, well, I don't know. Like, the dad, well, I don't know. And I was like, what do you mean? I was like, you know, she came in, said that he kicked her off the grass, and I'm just trying to figure it out. She's pretty upset about it. And he goes, well, I mean, I didn't see anything. I was like, okay, so, like, what was the issue? He goes, well, I don't know. He just said she wasn't allowed on the grass. And I'm like, that seems weird, because, like, she came in and explained what it was that she was doing. didn't seem like there was anything wrong
with
it.
She was doing back bridges. She'd gone to
her gymnastics
camp, and she learned how to do a back bridge.
Right. Nothing crazy.
Nothing wild. That's the start of being able to do gymnastics.
Right.
You know?
And so I was like, well, it just seems a little odd that, like, he's kicking her off. And then he calls this kid over, and he's like, did you kick her off? And he goes, yeah. He goes, okay, well, then that's that. And I'm like, but I don't understand. How is that that? Like, you just said you didn't see anything. Your kid just
says...
Yeah,
like, we're not giving our kids full reign to just fucking...
Be ruthless.
Be dicks, right? Like,
right.
We're all trying to create a community here, not
right.
just whatever. So...
I was like, all right, I'm done. So,
all right.
Pull our kid in,
and we're like, all right, I guess we're done with him.
I was like, do not play
with
him.
You saw how that went, right? Did you think it was weird? And our kid is not dumb. He was like, yeah, it was a little weird.
He goes, I mean, I didn't see what happened.
But I did think it was a little weird.
That he kicked her off. He goes, but I don't know why. He didn't tell me. And I was like, okay, well, like, it's still really weird, but I was like, we're done. And
so,
he was like, I get it. Like, he understood because, like, obviously, you know, needed to stick up for his sister.
Mind you, leading up to this, it was already getting weird. They were already not really looking at us and stuff like that. And it was, like, we had, like, your mom come and she witnessed it. Your dad, who knew them prior, witnessed it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was like, they were all like, yeah, it was a little weird.
Right.
You just, like, it's like they ignore you when you're outside. Like, we didn't exist. So
and then
we
they
train
also,
ourselves, essentially, to do that, too.
But they would also, like, come up and interrupt me. While I would be at, like, school
yeah,
pickup.
Yeah, they would ignore us while we were outside, but if we started talking to a new mom or something at school, the mom would literally come in and just start talking to the person that you were talking to and exclude you from the conversation.
Like, she would, like, put her back to
she
me.
She would butt into the conversation, change the topic, and kick you out. And it happened three different times.
And I had several other moms.
And we have moms that have witnessed it. So that is funny that we have proof and whatever. So anyways, we're like, why the fuck are they picking on us? We just don't get it. Like,
right.
What the fuck did we do? You know, and we're literally trying to communicate with our kid, like, with him about kids and stuff. And, like, that's
we're
our concern.
We're trying to be civil.
And it's just really fucking weird. So flash forward
to a
last
week ago.
Week.
Literally the day after... the day that we woke up and all the chargebacks happened. So we were already kind of maybe a little heated.
Yeah, so I get a knock on the door around 9 o'clock in the morning, and I go answer it, and it is my neighbor. And she goes, is your sprinkler running? And I'm like, well, maybe, I don't know, is it? She goes, well, is it running now? I mean, I don't know, you're here. Like,
Is it running?
And she goes, I mean... Is it running again? It wasn't running before. Is it running now again?
Is it?
Like, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? So I walk outside and I see that she's talking about my sprinkler, which is on the side yard, which had been dead for months because your dad thought that AT&T had fucked it up.
Yeah, so it had been the entire time that we had lived here.
Yeah, and the grass was like dying.
Dead.
And we're like, why the fuck? So I finally fixed it because,
like,
I was like, this just doesn't make sense. Like, first off, I started thinking, I'm like, hey, I'm not like, a plumber, but, like, I'm pretty sure water just goes through pipes, so I think I can fix this fucking sprinkler problem. And holy shit, I fixed it.
Yeah, there was three.
You know what else it was, though? It was Adderall. I actually started taking my ADHD medication.
But we had three different,
there's like, three spigots that were all turned off because of this issue.
Right.
So
like, that entire
what,
side yard was just dead.
Right. So, essentially, what she was saying was that her car that she had started parking right up against the property line was getting sprayed by our sprinkler. Because I had fixed it.
And she, yes,
and she
did
had
not.
Just detailed her
Got
vehicle.
It detailed and waxed.
So I'm like, oh. So I'm like, I recognize the problem. I apologize. And I say, sorry, guys. I'll take care of it. I'll fix it. And I'm like ready to go inside. And he keeps harping on it. He's like, well, you know, man, it's just that, you know, it keeps spraying. Like, look at the side of your truck. It's got rust. Your whole running board is rusted out. And that kind of irked me a little bit because I'm thinking at this point, like, y'all, my sprinkler
literally has not been running
since I've lived here.
We kept trying to figure out what was going on. We're like, maybe these are just like...
So, like, and it's literally only rusting on the side that's facing their house.
Right.
But if it's not my sprinkler, oh, maybe it's their sprinkler that runs twice a day. Even though in our city, it is illegal to run it twice a day. You're only allowed to run it twice a week.
And they run it twice a day. It does not matter if it's raining. It'll be pouring rain.
We have well water.
Their sprinklers
water.
Are still going
We
off.
Have well water, so it's very hard water.
It is like that sulfur, that egg, smelly. It's not a nice smell, but like it's free-ish.
So I'm like, maybe it's, you know, the fact that you guys are doing it twice a day. And they go, what are you, the fucking sprinkler police? And at that point,
You're like, game
I'm
on.
Like, who? Spicy morning.
You're like, all like, right, let's do it.
I go, I mean, I can be. And.
But see, back then, when they first knew us, we were.
We, the anxiety of moving into the area, trying to not step on any toes. I wasn't fighting anybody.
So now we are.
I was
confident.
Also very low on testosterone, right. And now I am very not low on testosterone.
But so basically, like we have had a very massive journey in our like self-esteem and our like just
think,
everything.
I don't think they knew who they were approaching.
Right.
So they hit me with that, and instead of feeling the fear that I maybe would have felt at one point,
or
I got
been
excited.
Like, you know, oh my, I'm so sorry. You were ready to go.
So I hit them with a okay. So. What is our problem now? Like, what happened with you guys? Like, why are we all of a sudden acting like this? And they go, whoa, it's you.
You're
the one that started acting rude.
And
ever since,
I don't know what fucking delusional world you're living in, buddy.
They go, ever since your wife came out here because, you know, your daughter was
acting all.
And I was like, what are you talking about? And he goes, yeah, your daughter was doing this. And I got him on camera, y'all, going down on all fours, showing, like, doing like a bridge, acting like he's showing his underwear, saying that the whole reason my daughter got kicked off of his fucking yard is because she showed her underwear and it made her son or their son uncomfortable.
Which, let's go ahead and preface. If she was wearing a dress, which she doesn't wear very often, she's wearing them biker shorts underneath where her underwear does not show. If she was not wearing a dress, she's just wearing regular shorts that any other little girl wears. Her underwear would not be showing. Like, maybe it would get a little peek here, get a little peek there, but, like, not anything more that would be shown if she wasn't at, like, if she was at school.
And let's be real, she's 6 years old. We're not sexualizing six-year-old girls.
Right.
You know, if something peeks out because she's doing her fucking gymnastics, you do gymnastics in leotards. So
right.
Certainly whatever she's wearing is
way
not
more
as bad.
Right. And he basically, as he was doing that, said, you know, and then it made him uncomfortable because your daughter was being a fucking weirdo.
Yep.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah. So we got this all on film and they don't realize that we
have
it recorded. But
because we got it on our ring cam.
You want to post it like right? I can post the audio right here.
Boop.
So that's just the snippets from their audio that you guys heard. I have the audio from me too. I'm not going to put it because it has our, there's a lot of things. I don't want to get the kids involved ultimately.
Right.
Right? We
no
already
names.
Kind of are because of the situation that it is.
But they
I'm not going to bring them in anymore. And I don't necessarily want them called out. I'm not trying to like go there. I just want vindication on my side that I'm not fucking crazy. Part of what also just killed me is towards this, in this conversation, I remained professional. Did I don't even think I cursed, which for me is like
huge,
unheard of,
right?
But I did not like do any name calling,
right? Right.
I didn't call anybody weird, didn't call anybody bitch, didn't
like there was no
like didn't
they came out with the f-bomb to start.
Yeah, so I was chill, I kept cool. But they start hitting us with talking about how our house is trashy.
Oh no, well then I came out.
You did come out hot.
Came out hot because
you were
I
listening,
was
listening because I said at one point, and I have this on recording too, and I'm like, I mean, I'm sorry guys, I just thought y'all were cool. And they go, what are you talking about, man? We are fucking cool. That's why we're friends with everybody. And then all of a sudden my wife comes out.
I was not like that. I said, well, you say you're cool with everybody, but then you treat us like shit. So, and then he goes, well, whoa, I've already discussed this with your husband. You don't need to bring her crazy out here.
Yep, we got that on video too.
And I was like, oh, cool, I'm crazy, thanks. I appreciate that. Like, you know,
so they
again,
start...
I don't think they thought I was going to be coming out the way I was coming out. Because, like, I am very, like, timid. But when you start messing with me and my family and my kids, oh,
yep.
Game on.
So they I guess at
my
this point,
anxiety.
I guess at this point, it was just too much for them to like defend anything else, and they start talking about how trashy our house is, and they say they're going to build
our junky.
Yeah, they're going to put bushes up between our yard to cover our junky mess because we had left a shop vac out because
overnight because we had a rental car that we had to clean.
Yeah,
and oh my God, the
look,
ADHD got us.
I'm going to tell you, I will definitely leave tools out in front of my house for 12 to 24 hours.
Or
but
2 months, you know, whatever.
But not a trailer, not trash. You know what I mean?
No, it'll, like...
And we don't need it. It's not that bad.
We have no HOA, so...
Yeah, we have no HOA, so go fuck yourself. It doesn't really matter.
Right. And so they basically were like, you know, we're going to put up bushes, you know, so that we don't have to see all your junk in the front yard. And it was like, oh, well, you know, I mean, I can make it junkier. Like, you know, I can just... You don't want to look at junk? Like, I can actually, like, put junk out in the front yard. And then they go, well, you know, we'll be contacting your landlord about this. My, quote, landlord is my dad. He's not my landlord. We are just living in his house. Which, like, maybe some people are like, oh, like, but, like, that was more of a dig that we don't own our house. Which we have owned houses before in the past. Don't need that kind of drama. Like,
it's not, I've been a real estate agent.
Right. So we're just like, I don't have to purchase a home right now. Yeah, I don't have to, like, you know, have a landlord.
Obviously, she perceives that as a cut down. To us, it's not a cut down.
It was more comical.
We see it that she was trying to cut us down, and it just kind of shows her maturity.
Right. Cause
like
then,
you couldn't defeat us on any other aspect. We literally called you out on everything else. So now you're going to call out the fact that we don't own our house.
Like, so sorry. And so she goes, well, we'll make sure to
I have it on video.
Yep. So she goes, we'll make sure to contact your landlord. And I said, all right. She goes, about all the junk in your yard.
He doesn't fucking care.
That's exactly what I said. And so then he goes, well, he hasn't seen it yet. And so I was like, all right. So we went inside and I immediately called my dad. I was like, hey, we got a problem. Sent him over the videos after you had downloaded it. And he goes, oh my God. He was like, this is not a mess, like in a bad way, but it was just like, he goes, and then you go.
I was like, but how about that driveway?
That driveway, because we pressure washed the hell out of it in the last couple weeks, and it looks good. Because again, we have well water. When the sprinklers run, it turns everything like that orange color. And so we made that driveway and that sidewalk look so good. And so he was like, that driveway looks pretty good. And so we told him again, we're like, the junk in question is a shop vac that was outside for one day. And maybe, okay, our kids play outside. Maybe a toy gets left out. Oh my God. So sorry that our kids play outside and, like, you know, maybe get distracted and forget to, like, put a toy away. Like, so yeah,
that's our drama, you guys. It wasn't anything sexy. We'll get back to sexy.
I know we will, but like,
we just had to get this out. You can't get sexy without getting the drama.
I realize this is our fourth time, but like, for some reason, like, I feel way better after this one. Like, I thought I felt good.
I think it's because we had enough time to really get all the kinks out of the stories.
I know, but I mean, like, I, you know, the first three I was like, yeah, no, I feel good, but now I'm like, just kind of feel at peace about it. So we'll see.
Obviously, we covered all your bases then.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm glad that I know what, quote, it is that set them off to stop talking to us. But I still think there's an underlying...
there's more to it. I think there's insecurity.
There's more to things. I mean, again, we're not going into the what ifs. Yep. But I don't think our daughter doing gymnastics in the front yard...
I think that was just a convenient excuse.
Right, because... We even forgot to talk about it, that he even admitted in the video that he did not know why his son kicked our daughter off of the lawn
until after the fact.
And then
it took over a year to tell us.
Yeah, but he automatically went and assumed, or took his side, and basically just took his side. And then he said that our son corroborated the story. I mean, our son was playing baseball. He was totally oblivious because, like, you know, they're siblings. So, like, I'm sure he sees her underwear all the time, and it just didn't faze him because...
Yeah, she walks around naked 95%
of the time. So he was probably shocked that she was wearing underwear.
Exactly.
And so, like... But the fact that he tried to use our kid against that, like, story, it was just like, no.
But here, and the final kicker that I did forget to bring up is that... They had brought up that our daughter was being gross and weird and showing off her underwear, but they have a four-year-old son that every time I would go to my car for like 2 weeks, he was on the side of his house peeing, and he would turn around and make eye contact with me and wiggle his little friggin' thing at me. I wouldn't think anything of it, y'all.
Because I'm not like, he's
sexual.
Four.
He's 4 years old. I'm sure my son did that kind of shit, too.
Right.
I'm sure I did that kind of shit. It's not sexual. They are children.
Right.
When I said that to them, they go, well, he's four. And I'm like, and she is six, and it was her fucking underwear.
It wasn't like she was showing anything of, you know, other than underwear off. Again, if anything was truly showing, we don't know. Like, we at one point had the video of her doing the gymnastics in the front yard. We cannot find it now. Like, of that, like, the day that it happened, I cannot find it for the life of me. And I really wish that we could find it, but...
It is just, what it is.
I know, it is. But, like I said, I'm glad that it is... Not that, obviously, but, like, you know, that it... And I feel like if they knew anything about our job, that would have 1,000% come up.
Oh, yeah, especially with how slanderous they were getting with the house and stuff.
Right. So, I'm like, all right, so they maybe don't know what it is that we do, or maybe they're just so... like disgusted by it, that they were like, we can't even fathom even saying those words.
I could see that.
Right. But like, even then it's like, I don't know.
Grow the fuck up.
It's weird.
So
I'm like,
that's the drama we're living with.
Yeah. It's wild, guys. So like I said, like, this is what set me off into the anxiety. This is what really put me in that deep, deep, like, hole that I had to dig out of, which really is the whole reason that we do this podcast, because
I don't know, maybe it's important for somebody to hear that, like, right, you know, drama and other aspects of your life can also affect things sexually. And
right.
By addressing things sexually, maybe you can fix other aspects in your life.
Because, like,
it's all
they
kind
are
of,
all...
I think it's like the chiropractor thing, you know what I mean? They say, hey,
you have to
if your feet are out of line, you know what I mean?
You got to fix
then
your hips.
Back, exactly. It's all got to come
They are all
line.
Connected somehow, and once one thing is able to be either fixed or corrected... everything kind of starts aligning and making sense, and like, I don't know.
I agree. I think it's all, I'm sure that people thousands of years before us have words for this, some sort of religion.
Or philosophical.
Philosophical, but regardless, we're figuring it out on our own, and hopefully other people are too. And
because, like, it is not something that isn't talked about, and it should be talked about, because maybe something like this would not have happened, because, like we said, they were trying to sexualize a six-year-old girl doing gymnastics, and part of me is like, I'm kind of, like, grossed out by
it. I am really grossed out by it, and you can say whatever you want, like, oh, my daughter probably is like that, because look at us. No, our kids are... they really have no idea about any of this stuff.
Right.
Like, it's so... I guarantee you they're more protected from this than the average
person.
Because we know. We are educated on it. We know what they should know. We know what they should not know. You know what
right.
I mean? And we make them not scared of things like that. They understand that a human body is a human body.
Right.
It doesn't... If you start sexualizing things and making kids at 6 years old or 7 years old feel uncomfortable or weird about their bodies now, how the fuck do you think they're going to feel when they're older?
Right. Like, when they're a teenager, fast forward 10 years. Like, it's going to be uncomfortable. So it's like, if you talk about these things... I mean, obviously, we're not saying that we're talking about these kinds of things with them, but we talk about it in the sense of to their level.
I think society needs to know about it, too, though. Like, maybe our neighbors wouldn't be so fucking closed-minded if, you know, they were able to talk more openly about stuff and understand that, you know, just because you see somebody's underwear doesn't give you the permission to fucking look at their underwear.
Or, you know, like... Yeah, you can be uncomfortable by it, but, like, what happens at school? Like, there are, I mean, I'm not saying that our daughter is the most, like, you know, careless, but, like, there are definitely more careless kids that go to the school. So it's, like, what happens at school? Does he just go and complain that he's uncomfortable because someone else showed their underwear? Because, like...
Again, I don't think that's the true issue, so...
No, I know, but, like, it's just, like,
Anyways,
just
y'all,
wild.
Please check out... awkwardtalk.com, virginitysnatchers.com. It all kind of goes to the same place.
Yeah.
Check out our affiliates. We are definitely pumping Popstar. Big fan of them.
Yeah.
Big fan of Fuse Sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Early Bird.
Early
like
Bird
that.
Has been a life saver.
Yes.
And we also had some fun with our Aria box this mm-hmm. past week.
Yeah.
And with our Sheets of San Francisco that paired pretty dang well.
Yeah, we made a little bit of a mess, so it was perfect. That because, like, in my head, I'm always like, no, we can't make a mess. Like, we can't do that because I don't want to get the sheets dirty or I don't want to have to wash them. So with Sheets of San Francisco, we just popped those things on, which, by the way, I can do all by myself.
Yep.
Which is pretty impressive because I can't make the bed to save my life. Our bed, it just does not work for me. So the fact that I was able to do it all by myself and then just pop them right off and go to sleep, perfect for me.
Yep, absolutely. So, guys, thanks again for the support.
Yep,
and if you do want to support the podcast, Red Circle, or, you know, Cash App, Awkward Talk.
Yeah.
We'll take money that way, too, if you want to help pay for the electricity bill, because, God damn it, we got to pay for the electricity bill thanks to the OnlyFans debacle.
Yep.
Thanks again for listening, guys, and we'll catch you next time. I think actually next time we're going to talk about our high-tech swinger bedroom.
Ooh, so yeah. We're
going to get to show off all of the goodies and what makes our bedroom the naughtiest fucking bedroom.
Yeah.
Catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxxx. So we dropped all of our prices.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come.
And they would take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like, you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump, you know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. We do 3 minutes of pumping, and then we do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before, so I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And, I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. BathmateDirect.com/StephanieClassX.